Today, Tricia, it's the last day of Parliament before these elections. It breaks up today, dissolution of Parliament. And for you, it's the last day in the job. How are you feeling ahead of all the final proceedings?
I've got mixed emotions. I think it's time for me to go. But as the moments arrive, I think to myself, oh dear. I love the Parliament. I love the people in the Parliament. So it's going to be a hard parting. But I still think I'm right to go.
And of course, you're not the only one. There's quite a number of them from the class of 99, as they say, people who've been here since day one who'll be going as well. So it has been quite an emotional week in the Parliament, hasn't it?
It has been an emotional week. There are only, of the original 129 MSPs who were elected in 1999, there are only 30 who are standing for re-election. So it certainly feels like the end of an era. And the speeches, the valedictory speeches by the members who are leaving, who've been here like me since 1999, 17 years, have been very emotional indeed.
Now, since 1999, there's been obviously huge changes to the world of politics in Scotland. In terms of the Parliament and being part of Parliament, how has life in Parliament changed since then?
I think the Parliament itself in 1999 had a very difficult birth. We had, you know, a number of issues, not least the Parliament building. We were, you know, seemed to be under a sustained attack. We had convulsions over the repeal of Section 28. So we had a difficult first few years. But since then, the Parliament, I think, has come into its own. The powers that we have grown enormously. There are more powers yet to come. And the Parliament has placed itself firmly in the centre of public life in Scotland.
Now, one of the, the mainstay of the Scottish Parliament every week is First Minister's Questions, which you've overseen now for a good few years. How would you sum up the behaviour of our MSPs during something like FMQs?
Well, I get, you know, numerous letters from people complaining about it. But I got an equal number of letters who say, thank God it's better than that down in Westminster. So I think everything is relative. Do I think the behaviour has deteriorated? No, I don't. You know, today I will be chairing the last of my First Minister's questions. And, you know, I think the behaviour hasn't got any worse. I hopefully am going to be the first presiding officer who's never had to stand to get the attention of the chamber. Every other presiding officer at some point has had to, you know, get up from his seat to make sure that people calm down. So by the end of my session, I'm hoping never to have done that.
Yeah, it is the last FMQs of this session today. As you say, just hoping the MSPs will give you a bit of an easy time of it today, perhaps. A good send-off.
I don't think there is any chance that the MSPs are going to give anybody an easy time of it. It's First Minister's Questions. It's the highlight of the week. It's also the last one before an election. I would imagine that each of the party leaders and the MSPs will be trying very hard to put over their point of view. Politics has got to be about passion. It's got to be robust. It cannot be sanitised. And I think, you know, people expect fiery exchanges, particularly when you're coming into an election.
As we've said, you've been here since 99. There's been so many changes. There's more changes on the way, more powers coming to Holyrood. What would you like to see from the Scottish Parliament in the future?
Well, I think over the period, you know, the Parliament has been growing. We've been changing in the way that we do things. The beauty about a new institution is that, you know, you don't have old, archaic procedures. I have tried my best since I came here to change some things. We've introduced, for example, topical questions where members can ask ministers questions about things that have come up over the weekend, first thing on a Tuesday afternoon. And that is a great examination of ministers that, you know, arguably they have never had before. You know, we've made some changes to First Minister's questions to give backbenchers greater prominence. And I think maybe the most significant change is the fact that we've changed the working week from only meeting on Wednesdays and Thursdays to now meeting Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. So a lot's been achieved. There's more to be done. For example, you know, we haven't gone as far as I think we could have done on committee reform, but it's on the agenda. People are talking about reform, and I would hope that the next presiding officer will take forward the reform agenda.
Now, just finally, it is the last session, it's the last FMQs. Everyone disappears after today to fight this election campaign. We've seen a lot of emotional speeches over the past couple of weeks. Have you thought much about your closing remarks and what they'll be today?
I have thought quite a lot about my closing remarks. I think the most important thing is that I hold it together and don't start bubbling like a bairn. So I'm going to do my absolute best not to do so. We're having a wee closing ceremony for the first time ever. After I make my remarks, I'll close the session of the Parliament, and then our Parliament Piper, Stuart McMillan MSP, is going to come into the chamber playing A Man's a Man. And then the Deputy Presiding Officers and I will lead out the party leaders and of the members for a final photograph in the garden lobby. So it just seems a nice wee bookend to session 4 of the Scottish Parliament.